Fall is just around the corner, and home is the center of it all. At Ashley, seasonal decorating's a breeze with their range of designs and materials. Snuggle up on a family-friendly sectional or an ultra-modern sofa. Or gather outside and enjoy the crisp, cool air with a new fire pit or conversation set. From minor refreshes to total overhauls, Ashley has the essentials to make your home fall functional and fabulous. Shop in-store or visit ashley.com today.
Let's be honest. Preventing pregnancy is a pain. Whether you're picking birth control up every month or running to grab Plan B, it costs too much time, money, and effort. All while your partner gets to go about their day uninterrupted. Wisp is changing the game. At HelloWisp.com, you can get the reproductive care you need without stepping foot in a doctor's office or waiting in line. Have birth control delivered on your schedule and get emergency contraceptive before you need it. Use code CARE, C-A-R-E, at HelloWisp.com for 15% off your first order. That's HelloWisp.com and have it delivered for free.
We continue. It is the Zach Gelb Show, coast to coast on CBS Sports Radio. The Washington State Cougars are up to number 16th in the country following their big victory up against Oregon State. They're now 4-0, undefeated to start the 2023 season. And now joining us is their quarterback, who has an incredible story in Cam Ward, who has nearly 1,400 passing yards this season and 13 passing touchdowns. And he's kind enough to join us on CBS Sports Radio. Let me also add, no interceptions as well. So big numbers there for the Washington State Cougars quarterback. Cam, appreciate the time as always. Congrats on the victory. Thanks for doing this. And how you been?
I've been good. You know, appreciate you having me.
Yeah, thanks so much for coming on. So coming off that 4 passing touchdown performance, and then you also had a rushing touchdown as well up against Oregon State. I know the victory is the most important part, but what do you think you guys proved to the college football world with that big victory on Saturday evening?
I think we proved a lot, not only to out there, but to ourselves, that we can compete with some of the best teams in the country, especially after coming out with a win like we did versus a top 20 team at the time in Oregon State, who has a great defense, a great offense, who's a well-disciplined team. You know, I think it proved a lot to this locker room that, you know, we're ready to go toe-for-toe with anybody.
Now, I'm just wondering, in this offseason, because last year was your first year playing FBS football, coming over from an FCS school, you had a good season individually last year. I'm just wondering, what did you really work on this offseason to get off to the great start that you are for this 2023 campaign?
Really, the biggest thing for me was, you know, just footwork and chemistry with my receivers. You know, we've added three new valuable pieces at receivers in Isaiah Hamilton, Josh Kelly, Kyle Williams. Those guys that show up every day, they get better each and every day. They push me each and every day. And just myself personally, just the footwork part of it, it just allows me to just be more on time with those guys, along with Lincoln Victor, who made plays for us. So, you know, we're definitely seeing the benefits of what our hard work has shown, but we just got to keep going and go do it each and every day.
When everything is clicking for Cam Ward and you're at your best, what type of quarterback do you think you could be in college football and then also moving forward after your college days?
I think I'd be one of the best quarterbacks in college football, especially with the guys that I have around me, the guys who are going to make plays with me. I feel like, you know, you put me in a situation like I am right now, you know, you're going to see all the attributes come out. And, you know, I feel like the thing that separates me from other college quarterbacks is that I know how to lead a team, you know, from a couple different ways.
And through 4 games of the season, you're undefeated, right? You're in the top 20. The Pac-12 is loaded this year. You have 16 total touchdowns to your name. Do you feel like you could take that step this year and throw yourself into the Heisman Trophy conversation?
I for sure do. But, you know, I'm more of a, you know, live my life day in and day out, try to go through life every day. But, you know, if that was the case, I was able to get to New York by the end of the season, that would be a blessing for sure. But I just know if I take care and do my job each and every Saturday, my teammates, they show up and we all play for each other, I feel like everyone will get what they want.
Who are some QBs that are playing right now on Sundays that you kind of admire and that you look at and you try to model your game after?
My biggest quarterback that I like watching is Pat Mahomes. You know, he's from Texas. I like to watch a lot of his college tape when he was at Texas Tech at the time. Another quarterback was Aaron Rodgers, who's not playing right now, but just the way that he's calm in the pocket, the way they create outside the pocket, his footwork, it's exceptional. I love watching Tua right now. He's balling right now. Just the different the different varieties of routes that his receivers run. So, you know, I like watching a lot of different quarterbacks, but those are the top three for sure.
I think your story is fascinating as the quarterback of the Washington State Cougars, Cam Ward, is here with us. You're an Incarnate Word, which is an FCS school. You were there for 2 years. You put up big numbers and won a bunch of accolades, and now you're with Washington State. Take me through your recruiting process going back to high school and how you did wind up at an FCS school.
It was hard in high school, for sure. I came out as a zero-star recruit. I attended a lot of camps, whether it was a D3, D2, JUCO. If you were at the camp, I just wanted to, you know, put myself in the best position to try and get an offer from somewhere. My dad was emailing a lot of colleges. We would never hear back from them. So eventually UIW had DM me on Twitter and they wanted me to come to the camp. So I went there, balled out, but they didn't offer me to like 6 months later towards the end of my senior year. That ended up being my only offer to FCS school. And so I took it and ran with it, was able to create some relationships with teammates that would last a lifetime. Coach Morris, Coach Lethwich, those were really my two first quarterback coaches besides Coach Steve Van Meter. So with those guys that showed me along the way, you know, it'll forever be with me. Ended up hitting the transfer portal after two seasons at UIW. What we did there was exceptional. We were the first 10-win team at UIW my last season there. So to be able to do that, win a conference championship, I still have the ring with me to this day. I carry it with me everywhere. And so ended up heading here at Washington State with Coach Morris. It was one of the best decisions that I made. You know, the bond that I created with the team when I first got here, it was crazy because we knew each other from since we grew up. So, you know, the relationship that you get here in Pullman, you know, it's not like anything else where I've been. And just the coaching staff here. The coaching staff here is they're very giving, I would say. We go to Coach Arbogle's house. We always have been over there. Other position groups do it a lot. And so, you know, just the lessons that I've learned already here at Washington State, they'll be with me forever.
When you were a zero-star recruit, it's got to be frustrating because you have to know what you're capable of to some extent. But did you, like, truly know that everything that you've gone on to accomplish now, that you had that in you?
Yes, for sure. I wake up and tell myself that I'm one of the greatest, college quarterbacks right now. I tell that to myself every day. But when I was in high school, I would go up against the 4-stars, the 5-stars, the ones that are in Texas, and I just always felt that I was better than those guys. But, you know, I never got the looks that, you know, I wanted due to the offense that I played in high school, which was a wing T. Mm-hmm. But, you know, everything happens for a reason, though. And, you know, if I had to go back and do it over again, I would.
I know that you're related, Cam Ward, the quarterback of the Washington State Cougars. They're up to 16th in the country, undefeated. They're off this weekend. But you're related to Quinnen Jammer and then also Quandre Diggs. How have they been resources for you in kind of your football journey?
They've been great resources for me. Quandre's probably been the most resource for me, for sure. Text them really every week, every other week. We're just texting a day. But, you know, when I talk to him, we don't talk about football majority of the time. We just talk about life, you know, what he feels like can get me to the next level when we talk about football. And really just how he's doing, you know, when he comes down back to our hometown, he always has crawfish boils at his mom's house, who lives 1 minute away from my mom. So, you know, it's always good times when I'm with them. You know, someday I'm just trying to get to his level.
The Pac-12 is loaded this year. I know it's coming to a close, and who knows what's going to be the future of Washington State football in terms of a conference. But going into last week, it seemed like everyone was talking about Oregon State. Did you guys kind of sense that disrespect? Did you feel like you were disrespected leading up to that game?
Not really, in my opinion. I mean, we don't really get into the media side of things. We really just simply control what we control, and that's playing football, you know, just showing up every day to go to work. You know, we do those things. We're sure everything in the future will take care of itself.
Last thing that I'll ask you before we let you run. Your head football coach, Jake Dickert, what can you tell me about him? I know he was the interim in 2021, then got the head coaching job last season. How's your relationship been with him, and what type of football coach is he?
That's the guy that you want to play for. Especially for me, he's the guy who tells me what I need to hear, not what I want to hear. When I came here on my visit, it was only me, Coach Dickert, a couple of the recruiting assistants and Coach Moore. So, you know, I got a chance to, you know, spend time with him, got a chance to meet his family, see what his kids were like. So, you know, playing for Coach Dickert, he's for sure one of the best head coaches I've played for, simply because he always keeps it real with his players. He always tells what we need to hear. And, you know, he's a real caring person. Coach Dickert is not like any other coach in the country. And to be able to play for him, you know, it just means a lot. And, you know, he's a big reason why I am the man and person that I am today.
Well, I really enjoyed the time today. Awesome story that you have, Cam Ward. Thanks so much for doing it. And good luck the rest of the way and good health.
Yes, sir. Thank you. I appreciate it.
Is that the new iPhone 15 Pro?
Oh, yeah. It's made with titanium, and the Pro camera is epic. Just got it at T-Mobile.
Nice.
Yeah, and I got their Go 5G Next plan, so now I have the freedom to upgrade my phone every year.
I gotta get to T-Mobile.
Take charge of your upgrades at T-Mobile.com.
Phone now via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on a required finance agreement due. 1-year upgrade requires financing, qualifying device, and upgrading in good condition after 6 months with half paid off.